The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
When the snow comes to cover the ground, well, it's a time for play. It's a whipping day. I wait for it to hold you round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. All the world is your snowball.
I'm liking this song more and more, actually. Al's been busting my chops all morning because I have to apparently do this performance with this song next week.
It's a yum, yummy world.
Yum, yummy world in the what? In the Sweethearts? Is that what it? What is it? What is
it? It's nice a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take
made
a walk
good,
with
good.
Your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. You should do it as William Shatner. It would be fantastic. Come on, because then you'd say,
that song? It's a, great
it's a
song.
Marshmallow world.
He has a great Christmas album, but he has never done that song.
When
yeah, right. That will be playing a Christmas album.
Comes to
you know what? The thing
cover
is,
the ground.
That is, that's one of my favorite songs. I remember I would have the Dean Martin Christmas album. I would always play it. I'm in high school now listening to Eric Burden, listening to Jimi Hendrix, you know, listening to the Stones, man. And it was always Dean Martin Christmas album. That Marshmallow World was something. So now I'll be doing that next week in front of a live audience, you're telling me now?
Yeah.
Albert, is that right?
Apparently they want everybody in their seats by like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Like, does that work? Well,
wait. Yeah. 9:30 or 10 o'clock, what, in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, now, Frankie loves this. I got a text, an email. Oh, could you show up at 9:30, please? Are they not?
Who said, who told you not? Who told
the
you
producer
not
says from Eric's show, could you show up at 9:30? I'm on the air.
Do any of them know that we do the show from 6 to 10
Nobody
in the morning?
Cares. Nobody
they work
cares.
For this company.
Nobody cares, Joe.
How do they
Nobody
not
cares.
Know that?
I don't know. No one say, always say. They always ask. And then this, they go, you come, you watch, you stay at night. You stay for as long as you can. And they don't know. It's at night. Well, dinner is at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. That's my bedtime.
Wait. So I got the invite. Matt Sambolin was kind enough to send me the Eventbrite invite. It says, please note, doors open at 9:30 a.m. and we request that everyone be seated inside the studio no later than 10:30 a.m.
Well, I would tell the audience, I'm not showing up till about 1. So I would just not.
Oh,
I would
well,
just got here.
Well, it says from 9:30 in the morning till 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So if you show up at 1, it's perfect. 30 minutes, you're in and out.
It's exactly
very
right.
Quick.
And then can you rehearse on the 4th? And then I got, no, I have a sales meeting, a dinner that I have to go to on the 1st, which I'm looking forward to, frankly. And then what else? Something else is happening on Monday, right, Frank? Something else? And Tuesday, it's a crazy week. But it's all good. We're going to make it. We'll make it work. And you know what? The one thing I like about it is that it is the Trinity Broadcasting Network, correct, Frankie?
Correct, Burroughs, yes.
Yeah, so that's good because we need all the help we can get. It is All Saints Day, by the way, and I still have not found. I've called the church. You know, I would suggest to all of my – I'm a diehard Catholic, and I'm going to church on All Saints Day, and I will be praying to Joseph and to Anthony and Mother Cabrini and to St. John Paul. I will be – yes, I'm telling you what, there's not something to it. It's there. It exists. And as a Catholic, I stand strong in my support of all the saints. I love that. But when you call a church – they have an answering machine. They can't get the online thing going. Like my Mass Times app, I'm going, I call, and no one's in. Albert, nobody's in. I guess, but like, you know, an answering service or something like that, maybe.
The Lord doesn't want an answering service. I'm sorry.
It's Satan now. It's Satan it's stepping in. Stop.
Satan and I are pretty close.
I noticed. Do not let the call go through. That's Satan's voice. That's what Satan sounds, by the way.
That's what he sounds like. I thought he sounded like our voice guy. You ever hear some of those guys? They do sound like Satan. I mean, really.
I am Satan.
There's a guy who does voiceovers for like the NHL and a bunch of other stuff. And I found out he lives in a cabin in South Dakota. No surprise. And it sounds like all he does is drink whiskey all day because his voice is like, "It's time for the NHL." Like he sounds like he's from the depths of hell. So
you know the NFL down in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. We love them that they stay in New Jersey. They always try to emulate. John Facenda, and he wasn't John Facenda. Was that his voice? He was a Philadelphia broadcaster.
He was born Earl Eugene Campbell, a running back with the grace of a gazelle and the power of a bull.
That's great, Al. It's so true. I used to be a kid watching John Facenda, and he was like the Walter Cronkite of Philadelphia. And, oh, what a great broadcaster!
Walter Cronkite of Philadelphia. That's
man, he was the guy.
Way of putting it.
Yeah, it's so true. He was the guy everybody, I think he was on WCAU television down there,
You're probably right.
And then he was the voice of the NFL. And then they've been trying to imitate it ever since. You ever notice that?
Professional football in America is a special game.
Wow.
A unique game.
Wow.
Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
That's it. John, the late, great John Facenda right there. Hey, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, we're going through the news, but why bother? So anyway,
I mean, really. You know, you struggle towards the end of the show to get news out. And the look of frustration on Frank's face sometimes, I feel bad for Frank.
No, it's okay.
No, because he spends countless hours putting these questions together and all these news clips and stuff.
You know why?
It's
because
Friday.
And I railed substantially
10 days in Italy.
This morning. I railed substantially on this possible this I don't even want to use the word impeachment because it's not that they're just now doing a resolution to do the impeachment because they were cornered by McConnell and Lindsey Graham in the Senate, and it's such a bogus witch hunt. Just for a second, this is what frustrates me, and this is why I avoid the headlines of the day. And on a Friday, want to be a little bit lighthearted, is because when you look back, think of just a second. Matter of fact, maybe we should dig up some of the Mueller comments, some of the Mueller it's the end of time. Oh, and MSNBC and NBC and ABC and CNN, they would go, oh, it's the end of the Trump presidency. Every day I'd have to deal with that, with the Mueller probe. And then, seriously, what really upset me and what I railed about this morning, I continue to rail about, is the lives, the collateral damage. It was lives of everybody. This guy, Michael Cohen's in jail as we speak. Look at what happened in Roger Stone. There was a raid in pre-dawn raid with automatic weapons, like a Gestapo-style raid. And what did Roger – I can't even tell you what Roger Stone did wrong. Well, he said something that didn't really match what he wrote down, and I think we think he lied. We're not sure. Let's go raid his house. Oh, that's a good idea. How does that happen? That was for the Mueller probe. Then cut to – you forget about this. Then you cut to Mueller up there himself, Mueller himself. And, oh, was Adam Schiff excited about that? Here comes Mueller. This is the Mueller probe. And everybody's doing impressions of Mueller. And the president's going to, it's going to end the Donald Trump presidency. And Mueller goes up there and goes, what? I'm not sure. What page is that again? Huh? And everybody went, oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. Right there. There should be someone that has the power in the United States of America to say everybody is absolved of any wrongdoing, including Paul Manafort, including General Flynn, including Roger Stone.
Well, the president does have that power to pardon.
Well, yeah, he could just – well, but they have to be convicted first. And what they have to get through, that he could pardon them after they're convicted, and some of them are not convicted. And you know what? By the time you defend yourself, tell me what Roger Stone's up to. $3 million you told me in legal fees already, Frankie?
Well, yes. So he's raised about two-thirds of that from about 45,000 donors around the country. But if you think about it, if you look at this jury pool, and we'll see what jury ends up getting selected when jury selection starts on Tuesday. But if you look at this jury pool, out of everybody, there's not one military veteran. There's not one Fox viewer. There's not one Trump supporter. There's,
that'll go well.
Yeah. So it's going to be a it's going to be a tough trial for Roger just because of the nature of the jury pool out there in D.C.
Oh, my God. So it's going to be like a joke. It's a joke, and they let it go. They just let it go. It's like unbelievable. Oh, here we go. Here we go. See, now I got the wait a minute. I have the from this, you know, this Marshmallow World thing when I said they got to drop it. Oh, it's a track with musicians and that have been paid in studio time spent to make it. That means they're
going to nope. We can't do it, sorry.
Do you think they would call and ask me what key you're
singing? Have them call you right now. They want you to show up at 9:30. Have them call right now while you're on the air.
One step lower, only for me. Look at this. Eddie, you know what? Maybe, you know what I'm feeling doing that? Now the guy's getting a little snarky. It'll sound, no, all right. Okay, you're going to do that? Then I don't think I'm showing up next week. So maybe I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah. Don't.
You guys are so angry this morning. I mean, really.
No, I'm not angry. I'm exhausted.
I'm hoping to see that new Terminator movie. It sounds pretty good.
What I'm going to put right now? Well, you know, do you really need me? Watch this. I'm going to be snarky right back. Do you really need me? Because I'm what's the word? Heck bent busy. Because I've canceled so many things for
perplexed.
This.
Vexed.
Yeah, that's good. No, it's good. You'll be play the victim, you mean? Play the victim a little bit. I am overwhelmed with obligations and could actually use the day. And could actually use the day. Maybe Al Gattulo could stand in for me.
Nah, don't put me involved in this.
Oh, God. Could you use...
Tranquilo, Joe. Tranquilo.
Please. They don't understand. I've had it. That's why. I have to tell you this. Frankie, this is why when you talk to a celebrity and they go, oh, well, they will use the word difficult. Oh, did you talk to his representative? Not a nice guy. This is why. They will grind you into the ground.
You're right.
Stomp you into the ground and expect you to do everything for them. And when you go, hey, how about putting it in my key because you're asking me to be there? And, oh, if it's a major problem, then you hire the musicians and you bring them in if you really want me there.
This is why I've been trying to shepherd you through this. For your shepherd, you know, let's keep the church theme going. It's All Saints Day, right?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So
thank you.
This is where you have to say, you know what? I'm not available.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I can't argue with you. It's better to say no, and then you can always revisit
it later on than to say yes, and now, you know.
God almighty, unbelievable. Only me.
But you're going to sound great. You're going to sound great on Tuesday. I can't wait.
I don't know. I'm not going to show up. I'm going to tell you what, because you know what I mean? That was just rude. Somebody just sent me a pretty rude check.
Send the representative. So,
yeah. Al, are you
available? No, I'm not available.
Come on. Al, show up in a tuxedo for me and say these words. Joker's make it.
Could you imagine my fat frame in a tuxedo on television? No, it's not a sight that people want to see.
With a cigar, a lit cigar, inside.
Hey, we're going to sing this, so what? Hey, everybody's here. Let's go. It's a marshmallow world in the wind.
Who's that man?
Yeah. That doesn't look like Joe Piscopo.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, so Frankie Five Boroughs, the Halloween parade went off with a hitch yesterday in the city, yes?
Without a hitch. So, thankfully, the rain held off for most of the parade, and it looked like it was a great time out there in Greenwich Village.
Yeah, that one went. Did the mayor march in that parade, by the way?
He went there. I don't think he marched, but he went.
Did he get booed because he was on Staten Island last night?
He was on Staten Island last night with Jimmy Otto.
Yeah, I believe he was at the parade as well. No, he was at Bocelli for lunch, I think.
He said, what now?
No, he
what
was
now?
At Pacelli in Staten Island, which is a great restaurant. I go there all the time
with
our borough president, Gimiotto. And he was actually quite funny, the mayor, in a tweet. He described going to lunch with Gimiotto, and he said, topics covered at a meal with Gimiotto. He said, work, 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 baseball, baseball, work, work, baseball, 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 work. You know, so it was kind of funny.
That's great. Topics? Do you mean topics like topics that you put in your hair?
Well, Jimmy's very sensitive about his hair, so I'm gonna stay away from that one.
Joe Borelli looked great on Fox and Friends First this morning.
Yeah, I think he's doing Cavuto today, and that is the first thing I am doing this afternoon when I get back to Staten Island is voting.
But topics in your hair? You don't need
is voting for Joe Borelli because this is the first year New York has early voting, and people are actually eligible to vote. Or they're able to vote right now, and I'll be voting today. And tomorrow, I think, is the last day to vote early. If you don't vote by tomorrow, then you have to wait until Tuesday. But there are a lot of very important propositions on the ballot. Maybe we could talk about it as we get closer to the election. But certainly, it's going to be a super low turnout election. So it would be quite a political shock if Joe was able to win on Tuesday.
Five boroughs, you might be able to get Joe Borelli elected as public advocate. I'm telling you, said if everybody listens to the show, gets out and votes, and actually shows up and just doesn't
legal registered voters. Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess so. And then just vote for Joe Borelli. You can be the public advocate. That would be awesome. New York so needs that. By the way, Joe's coming up momentarily on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie Duhaime is out there 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Good morning to you, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's head to 208 southbound at Goffel Road and Hawthorne. Accident in the right lane. 80 East, still heavy getting up toward exit 27. Watch for slowdowns on 206 getting up through Hillsboro. That's a downed tree in the way still. And we're still seeing problems on the Deegan. Deegan south by 149th, an accident. Bronx River Parkway south past Fordham Road, an accident there. Verrazano Bridge, upper level, Brooklyn bound. Watch out for a crash. Couple of lanes blocked. Remember, alternate side parking suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules in effect. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway west at Highland Boulevard. A crash over there. Two lanes blocked. Northern State West at 110. It's an accident being cleaned up. And watch for some slowdowns. 84 West exit 21 with a disabled vehicle. Sunny today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We've been pointing you to today, and now it's here. Dining Out Dialogues. Don Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, Kevin McCullough, and others. If you'd still like to join us, 212-867-5490. Bobby Vans, 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. 212-867-5490.
This is Patrick Cullen, president of the Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters, Sundays at noon. Justice Matters brings a new perspective on the challenges facing our criminal justice system and their impact on New Yorkers. That's Justice Matters, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Started. Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 8:23. Joe Borelli coming up momentarily. You know, I tell you about Connors and Sullivan And there's so many things that you got to worry about estate planning, about a healthcare proxy, about if you have somebody in a nursing home, how are you going to pay for it? Are you frightened about bankruptcy just to pay the medical and facility bills? Do not panic. Just call, please. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. These attorneys really know what they're doing. That's where I go. I meet so many people where they'll come up to me. They'll say two words, Mike Connors. I said, how do you know Mike? They go, Mike takes care of all my affairs. And he does the same thing for me and does a great job. And believe me, my life is so complicated with, you know, marriages, kids and stuff like that. You want to know where your money's going to end up, you know, and where your financial legacy will be. Well, Mike Connors can walk you through, and everybody over there from Bridget to Lisa will answer the phone to Kelly and Rose, and it's just a great, great team. And Justin, here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. You know what? You'll get a free initial consultation with a lawyer when you go to Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. It's so easy. They made it so easy for me, and they'll do the same for you. Beth is over there, Mike's beautiful wife. I'm telling you, you got to check out, please, Connors and Sullivan. Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself. That's Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station AM 570 The Mission.
So where are you from?
Jersey originally.
Yeah? You ever see Joe Piscopo's Jersey guy? Hey, I'm Jersey guy. I'm from Jersey. I'm the Jersey guy.
Now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Larry David trying to do a Joe Piscopo impression there. 924 with Joe on the radio. Joe Borelli, fresh off of Fox News, taking a break before he goes on the Neil Cavuto Show. Hey, Joe, you were great this morning on Fox and Friends First. That was a great, great shot. And you looked wide awake, Joe Borelli. What time did you get up for that, man?
Well, I got up at a brisk 3:30 a.m., Then I came home to screaming children, two screaming children. My wife is working today, so it was you know, people think going on TV is difficult. It's not. Coming home after you've gone on TV to have, you know, people. I mean, I have two kids that scream like jihadis in the morning. You know, it's like al-Baghdadi in my house yelling on the top of their lungs. I mean, and then you have to get them ready for school, and then you have to make them presentable. God forbid my wife sees on the Ring camera that JoJo's hair is not combed. I'll get yelled at later. That's my morning, Joe, but thanks for asking.
It was great. By the way,
we couldn't all be in Italy for 10 days, you know, Joe? Some of us had to be up in the morning.
It worked. Oh, thank you for sitting in for us, Joe. You did a great job, as always. And by the way, hair looking smashing this morning on TV.
Well, thank you. Oh, thanks to our non-sponsors topic.
You look great. I said, my God, I put some more in my hair just to feel that, you know, get in the right line that you're doing, Joey. Hey, big day is Tuesday, and it's looking great for you. I'm telling you, and what Frank Morano's been saying, you know, how he said if everybody who listens to the program votes for Joe Borelli for public advocate, you might just win this thing, Joe.
Oh, I mean, if everybody who listens to this show takes some time over the weekend to participate in early voting, or waits for the big day on Tuesday, I mean, this would swing the race at least 5 or 10 percentage points. I mean, it's going to be a low turnout race. So, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100,000 people that listen to the show, they start voting. It'll change the whole dynamic of the race. It'll put me within a good position to potentially win.
Yeah, so this is.
But you got to vote. People got to vote.
That's exactly right, Joe. Thank you. And for you to be public advocate in this city that's turned really socialist, you would be such a strong, strong voice. So people all over New York City can actually, they could vote today. Is that right, or is it start on Sunday?
Yep, they can go to voting.nyc. They can find their poll site. Each borough only has a few. So you find your poll site, you go there. It's actually, it went smoother than I thought it was going to go as far as voting. Now, for the schools themselves, it's a whole different ballgame. But the actual voting experience for early voting was very smooth, very easy, very quick, not a lot of people turning out. So people should stop by on Saturday or Sunday. And just, again, people complain about Bill de Blasio every single day, no matter where you are. We were at the Staten Island Ferry Terminal yesterday morning handing out our No de Blasio stickers. And I was seeing, you know, grown men, 60-year-old men, smile like they were 12 years old when I gave them a No de Blasio sticker. And that's the government we have. And here's your one opportunity to elect somebody who wants to knock them where it hurts every single day for doing a poor job for us.
It's so true. Now, you've been standing with the striking Spectrum workers here in New York City, Joe, and I see that these workers are calling out AOC for not standing with them. What's going on there?
Oh, yeah, the big progressive, Joe, the big labor liberal leader in AOC has no time for one of the biggest municipal unions, Local 3, who are our electricians. They've been on strike for almost 2 years, over 2 years now, as a matter of fact,
with
Spectrum. These are people who, when Spectrum took over from Verizon, they lost a lot of their fairly bargained and contracted benefits. And even Republicans are with the Local 3 Spectrum workers. And yet AOC can't find time, because if it's not a camera in Washington, D.C., if it's not something about impeaching Trump, she doesn't care.
Yeah, it's amazing. What were you talking about on Fox News? That was very interesting about the coming criminal justice disaster in New York State. I know Bill Bratton was talking about it. You were talking about it. What's going on, Joe Borelli?
Well, right. I mean, you'd expect Bill Bratton. You'd expect Joe Borelli, a Republican, to predict doom and gloom. But you have Tish James, you know, one of the most progressive, if not the most progressive attorney general in the United States of America, saying this is time to pump the brakes on this thing. You have liberal district attorneys from all over the state, David Soares in Albany County, a very liberal man, saying pump the brakes on this. We're going to let every criminal out, Joe, every criminal out. You have to be convicted of only the most heinous crime to now get remanded without bail. You assault somebody, you commit manslaughter, you burglarize someone, there's bizarre charges. This morning we ran through the list, as you said, on Fox. It was the greatest hits album of people you don't want living on your block.
Yeah, that's so true. Hey, so even Tish James, Attorney General, is concerned, yes?
Oh, I mean, yeah, you know, so it's the bail reform. In addition to the bail reform, it's the discovery rules have changed with regards to criminal trials. Prosecutors have only 15 days to hand over all the evidence to the defense. That's very challenging to do in that time frame. You can't gather all the evidence against the person in 15 days. But most importantly, they're going to hand over witness information, private details about the cooperating witnesses. So if you're a domestic violence accuser, you will now have your current contact information given to your attacker's attorney. Or if you're in a gang and you decide to do the right thing and flip, now the gang is going to know exactly who's ratting. This isn't good. This isn't good to try to get more people to cooperate with law enforcement. And even Tish James has the wherewithal to see that.
Joe Borelli, the only man in New York making any sense at all. So, and he's going to run for public advocate. So if you're listening, you got to go. You got to vote. You got to go. And Frankie Five Boroughs, help me out. Early voting is when now? Early, tell me
about
it.
Well, it's happening now. People could go vote today. It goes until Sunday.
Okay, great. Goes until Sunday. Joe Borelli, if people want to make a small donation or a large donation to your campaign, how can they do that, sir?
They can go to josephborelli.com and click on the Donate Now button, and I will gladly accept their donation.
Joe, keep the fight, my brother. God bless. Godspeed. We'll talk to you on Monday for sure, man. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe Borelli, the kid's doing a great job. He's a young guy. He's the future of New York. And if you're thinking about changing New York, this tenor of New York, this social progressive agenda that makes no sense at all, Joe Borelli is standing there. And if he's the public advocate, come on, how great would that be? Come on, you could go out and vote. All right, Piscopo in the Morning, 9:32 right now. And we're going to talk a little bit with Daphne Barak, who's author of the To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. Hello! We're reliving that all over again with this Ukraine fiasco. And 877-970-2999. I have no call screener. It just broke on me, and it's been like that for the last couple of days. So, but if you call, Al and Frank will tell me that you're calling, and we'll chat with you on the air. 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. It's Friday. Yay! 9:32 with Big Al Gattulo doing the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are long lines of big delays at Newark Airport this morning because of the high winds that blew in overnight. TSA says security lines are long, with flyers who had flights canceled last night rescheduled for today. Terminal C apparently has the worst of it. Flyers there are tweeting pictures of lines that are much longer than usual. New Jersey is going to provide fresh fruit and veggies to nearly 160 low-income schools before summer break next year. The State Department of Agriculture says that almost $4.5 million have been allocated to its fresh fruit and vegetable program. Over 79,000 students across 14 counties are expected to benefit from the move. The program requires participating schools provide Jersey fresh produce at least 2 days a week between September to November and again from April to June. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is warning that they are ready to respond to any voting issues that come up next Tuesday. Prosecutors say they'll address any reports of people casting fraudulent votes or any other kind of illegal vote. They add that they're also available to answer any related questions and that the State Office of the Attorney General will be on hand at the Monmouth County Superintendent of Elections Office to supply any assistance needed toward voting issues. In sports, Thursday night football, it was the 49ers over the Cardinals in Arizona by the final of 28-25. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. LIRR still seeing some scattered delays because of some issues because of last night's storms. Let's go to 84. 84 heading westbound, exit 21. A disabled vehicle as you get out through that area. It's actually new exit 69 there. That's 84 west getting into 684. Expect delays on the Sprain. The Sprain north at Route 100C. A crash there to contend with. It's still busy this morning over on 208 south through Wyckoff because of an earlier accident. And we're still seeing problems on 206 getting through Hillsboro with a downed tree. Deegan South by 149th, a crash. And the Bronx River Parkway South at 177th, an accident. Verrazano Bridge, the upper level as you head into Brooklyn. Watch out for an accident. Injuries involved in that one as well. Queens Midtown Tunnel 15-20. Staten Island Expressway West at Highland Boulevard, an accident there. Two lanes blocked. Northern State West at 110, accident now on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today. High of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? One day we are going to video, we're going to record in between live broadcasts. And my goodness gracious, it's a reality show happening right here on the show. Let me tell you about Rhino Shield. Have you tried Rhino Shield yet? People always ask me, they say, what is Rhino Shield? How was Rhino Shield help you? And what does it do for you? It's a ceramic coating. It's a ceramic coating that they put right on your home. That's all it is. It has a 25-year guarantee. When I tell you 25-year guarantee, so you could just spray it on and not have to worry about it for 25 years. And when I go out, I would always do patchwork on my house, right? I would always do patchwork where I'd just paint a little bit here, paint a little bit there. Kind of like when I always say, Susan laughs when I say this, but it's true. When I dye my hair and I miss a spot, it's kind of in my house. I need my hair Rhino Shielded, okay? You got to get Rhino Shield. You go to rhinoshieldofny.com, rhinoshieldofny.com, and you can check out. Susan will give you a free estimate. You get a 25-year guarantee, and it will make your house, it will make your business look brand spanking new, rhinoshieldofny.com. Susan's standing by. She'll give you a free estimate, all right? And you're going to love it. It's the one thing I don't have to worry about in my house. Forget about it. I got a driveway. Even with the rain, now the driveway's got another problem. Ugh, or you got to worry about the backyard. No, Rhino Shield's the one thing in my house I never have to worry about. Check it out at rhinoshieldofny.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Did you call 800-246-8751? What is that number? That's the balance of nature number. And we made it easy for you. So you could remember, 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer. I'll tell you what, I have in front of me my fruits, and I'm going to take them again. I don't know how I have sustained the schedule that I have sustained. And I can only think it's balance of nature. Because since I upped my dosage on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, he is the doctor, the medical doctor, by the way, who understands holistic medicine, who understands that when you put fruits and vegetables in a capsule form, it's a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. He knows that's going to fight the free radicals that are in all of us, that attack us, that cause allergies and colds, and God forbid something worse. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's time for you to try it. I am so excited about Balance of Nature. I have great affection and great respect for the Howard family. This is, in many ways, it's a miracle how it can sustain your lifestyle. And now the Howards are offering you a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And listen, this order is not going to be around long, so please start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge now, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
It's the Friday Funnies and the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Too much food in America, man. We got so much food. You realize America's the only country in the whole world that makes people feel bad for being fat? The only country in the whole world. People starving all over the world. If you fat someplace else, people are like, damn, how you do that? That's amazing. I gotta hang with you. Well, I'll put on some weight, we gonna hang. Too much food in America, man. We got so much food in America, we're allergic to food. Allergic to food. So you think anybody in Rwanda's got a lactose intolerance?
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, man. Chris Rock right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:40 on AM 970. The Answer. Daphne Barak is a author. She has this book called To Plea or Not to Plea, The Story of Rick Gates and the Mueller Investigation. Daphne, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Very, very well. Very happy to talk to you with Joe.
Well, very happy to talk to you, too, because, my goodness gracious, the whole Mueller investigation was one thing. Now we're going into another investigation. And first, Daphne, if you would, please remind us who Rick Gates is and how he got wrapped up in this Mueller investigation.
Well, Rick Gates is a key witness of Robert Mueller. I mean, he and Mike Flynn, but Mike Flynn was just there 3 weeks, as we know, right after Donald Trump was thrown, but Rick Gates was there as a deputy campaign manager. Then when Paul Manafort, his patron, was fired, he was asked to stay, and then he became the deputy of the chairman of the inauguration, like my dear friend Tom Barrack, who is also a friend of the president. So he has been there through lots of chapters, and he, by the way, loved the president, loved the Trump family, and just cherishes every second he has been with them. But he, as Mike Flynn and other Manafort, yeah, and Papadopoulos, yeah, were just caught in this, I'm sorry not to be original, but it is a witch hunt. It's so strange. And now the Ukraine thing, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, let's remind everybody, Joe, they were never charged with anything remotely related to President Trump. And they were charged about their activities back in Ukraine, which is so in the news right now. The president that they worked for was ousted in 2014. So that goes back to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden timeline. Nothing to do with Trump. And last thing, I'm sure you remember, Joe, that Manafort actually was investigated by the FBI for a while, and then they dropped it. Suddenly becomes the campaign manager of then-candidate Donald Trump, and and the investigation is renewed, and it becomes the number one priority of America as if we don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to plead guilty because you can't afford to defend yourself. Am I right, Daphne?
Oh, my God, Joe. I really hope it will never happen, neither to you nor to me and to none of your listeners, because it's terrible. I mean, it's when I went into the book, I thought that probably to plea or not to plea, it's probably like you have to choose between the two worst choices, like let's say between cancer and AIDS, God forbid, right? No, I found out while, you know, filming with Rick and you know, reliving what he has been going through with his family, that they did not have any choice. The moment that the government is going after you, you find yourself crushed, like crushed between two trucks. Unless you have millions and millions and millions to spend, you can't even think about it. The moment that Rick Gates broke, because at the beginning, you know, when you're charged, you know, it's natural that you'll say, I'm going to fight it, you know. But the moment he broke was really when he suddenly, the government doubled the charges on both him and Manafort. And, you know, he didn't have the financial means to fight it. If you remember, even a sweet guy like Michael Caputo had nothing to do with this. He was just a witness. He had to sell his house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Look at Roger Stone. Now, don't forget, we get huge news in the next 2 weeks because Roger Stone trial is starting next week on November 6th. And so, Rick is forced to be the key witness.
What, so Rick Gates, he's testifying against Roger Stone. They're forcing him to do this, you're saying?
Well, he doesn't see it as testifying against, because if you see, by the way, Rick at all points, and they didn't, and the public didn't know that because he kept silent, he's still keeping silent, at all points said that there was no Russian collusion from day one. So he did not flip on Donald Trump. And I'm a friend of the president, and I told him, if you want to write, if you want to tell your story, and it's sort of an Omarosa story or a Cliff Themes, I will refer you to other people. I will not do it. I will not tell you to change your story. But no, he was actually, at all points, he said no Russian collusion. So he thought the deal was, at the beginning, oh, my God, he will have to testify against Paul Manafort because they wanted Manafort to flip, right? So it's like a gladiator. You remember ancient Rome? Like you put two gladiators in a cage and whoever is winning, the other one, you know. So it's so cruel. I mean, you know, they even kept the electrical bracelet on him until he finishes testifying against Manafort. It was really cruel because they really wanted him to go after him. So now he testified in another trial, which was really not very public. So he thought, okay, that's the end. And now, if you notice, neither Mike Flynn nor Rick Gates are still sentenced. And that's, I mean, Mueller finished his investigation in March, and he left so many wounded people on the street. So Rick Gates' sentencing will happen only after he delivers the good on Roger Stone. Now, he likes Roger, you know. He doesn't want to do that. And he, in his mind, he's not going to say anything harmful. But, you know, it's not that you go there and you tell the truth the way you see it. They tell you the lingo. They tell you what they're expecting you to say.
Yeah, exactly. If he says something different, he's then they're going to lock up. They'll lock him up. This is such a scary time. Daphne Barak has this book, To Plea or Not to Plea, The Story of Rick Gates and the Mueller Investigation. Daphne, what made you write this book, by the way?
I mean, whatever, you know, I was introduced to Rick Gates by Eric Trump because my husband, Bill Ganassi, and I mean, I've been a friend of Trump since I was 20, and we were asked to be delegates. Remember Ted Cruz at that point tried to steal delegates from Trump? So they needed friends and family. I mean, nobody could buy my husband and myself for lunch, right? So that's how it started. Rick Gates was in charge of the delegates, so that's how we were introduced. Eric wrote an email to both of us, meet Daphne, she's such a special friend of the family, and that it started. We weren't really particular friends, but he became part of the orbit, and of course, Bill and I stayed with the family and friends at the inauguration week, and we were invited to the Trump Hotel to just check, you know, the rehearsal dinner a few weeks before, and Rick Gates was there working with Tom Barrack and the inauguration team, so we just hanged around together. He became part of the orbit. He never seeks publicity. He was always like the very powerful guy, but in the shadow. And that's a guy, Joe, that you would call, just imagine what a change in his life. That's a guy that you would call at the path and ask for very good VIP tickets to the inauguration dinner or one of the events. Or what would you take a resume of my friend to the transition team? He was really, really powerful. But decided to stay, you know, in the shadow. Yeah. And then, boom, over one night, it all changed and he became radioactive. I mean, suddenly everybody was scared to call him. And the moment I decided...
Yeah, to write the book about it. That's amazing. Let me before we let you go, Daphne, we're on the clock. I apologize for that. So what your take on what's happening now with this resolution that went through in the House toward quote unquote impeachment? I mean, I've been saying all morning long that didn't we learn anything from the failure of the Mueller probe? What's your take on this whole quote unquote impeachment inquiry?
And you know, we forget that we're talking about human beings like Rick Gates and everybody who were caught inside.
Yes.
My husband and I see the president and the first lady often in social events and private settings. And as I said, I've been a friend of the president for years. And, you know, just to talk to him and to watch him, how is he handling it? I mean, people are taping him behind his back, writing books behind the back. And people that he, like Omarosa, that he actually created a career for them from zero. Just to see, you know, Donald Trump and Melania, that sort of so united, beautiful relationship, which I reveal in my book, and I talked to them, about, I talked to Donald about it and said I'm revealing it. But also united that they just trust each other because they are, you know, surrounded with so much hatred. Last thing I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I saw the president last time a couple of weeks ago over the weekend, and he knew the book was coming, and he was so stunned by the fact that I even managed to film. And I gave him the card of my husband's book about Turkey and Erdogan and my book, and I said, it's almost there. It's in a few days. And he was playing golf, and, you know, we were all having lunch, different lunches, but, of course, we talked, and I looked at him and I said, that was like a day or two after the whole Ukraine thing really escalated beyond anything. I said, how can he even remember to ask me about the book, to be so gracious, to host people for lunch? I mean, it's just, I think what he's been going through. And this is a guy that we trust to make the best and the worst decisions for us and the rest of the world. He's under tremendous pressure, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah. Now, Daphne Barak is the author of the book, To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. Daphne, thank you. Thank you for joining us. All the very, very best. Godspeed with the book, and we'll chat again and give our best to the president. Yeah, it's a very, very interesting take on all of this, especially at these times. The book is To Plea or Not to Plea.
I'm going to tell the president I was on your show. And next time, Joe, we have to do it face to face.
You got it. Daphne would love that. Thank you so much. All the very best. Daphne Barak right there. To Plea or Not to Plea. 9:51. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for all Saints Day. Metered rules in effect. Metro North still seeing delays system-wide. Also, LIRR, 15-minute delay system-wide as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the eastbound side of the Gowanus up by the Prospect. It's an accident being cleared. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn. An accident blocking two lanes there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas supports our president.
People have become so angry that they can no longer see things logically. They're saying horrible things. They're saying everybody who voted for him is a racist. This is despicable. There are good people all over this country. Just because there's a couple of maniacs doesn't change the fact that America voted for this man. This president overcame his own party going against him.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey with your dental health update. Taking good care of your teeth and gums is very important because a healthy mouth and overall health go hand in hand. The growing body of scientific evidence says that when you take care of your teeth and mouth, you improve your overall health by reducing the risk of serious disease. Let's also talk about bad breath. No one likes it and no one wants it. So, if you brush and floss properly, you get rid of food particles that remain in your mouth after you eat. If you have food particles in your mouth, you're promoting bacterial growth between your teeth, and that causes bad breath. At Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, we always say for a healthier, whiter smile, brushing and flossing are easy and simple first steps. Now, if you want to take your smile to the next level, consider veneers. They're durable and will immediately give you a million-dollar smile. If your teeth are discolored, stained, worn down, chipped, or broken or uneven, veneers are an amazing way to take care of those problems. Please call my office at Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey at 973-285-5480, 973-285-5480, to see if you may be a candidate for veneers and to answer any questions you may have. You'll enjoy expert dental care, we respect your time, and we treat you like family. Call my office today at 973-285-5480, and I'll see you on the next Dental Health Update.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's the day. 3 o'clock's the time. Bobby Vann's, 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street, the place. What is it? Dining Out Dialogues. Kevin McCullough, A.J. Katsimatidis, Donald Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Nicole Malliotakis, Shel Farley, and others. Join us starting at 3.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny, very windy, and much cooler than yesterday. Those winds will gust to 45 miles per hour at times this morning before gradually subsiding this afternoon. Our high today, 56. Tonight, clear and colder. Low 39 in Midtown, 28 to 32 in northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, chilly, high 53. For Sunday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and chilly, high 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Ah, it's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
Wow.
It's
wow.
The time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
Is that Bing?
Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly.
This guy's voice, I swear to goodness gracious.
In the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't see.
This is, listen to this. This is the, you know what? We poured it out all morning long. And God bless you for gathering around our kitchen table every morning. Because I always try to be nice. And people say, Joey, you sing the Marshmallow World and go on. And I, I'm so busy. I got radio, really, I have to make this the priority because people are kind enough to advertise. It's a business. It's a business. And I got to go to one lunch here, one dinner there. And I'm happy to do it. And could you sing Marshmallow World? And could you and for a, for some kind of TV show that I wasn't really aware of, and I say yes because just to keep everybody happy within the family. And so now I texted. I just sent the email to the guys.
That's a great response. That's the kind of snarky response I would.
Listen
say.
To me, but now listen to me. I go break my back to make this work. You have no idea. Every second of every day is taken by somebody asking me to do something, right? And I don't say no, and that's my own fault. I understand that. Sure, I'll try to do that. Sure, okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. Oh, I'm the monkey. I'm the organ grinder's monkey.
And I will defend you, Joe. I think the way you presented it to them was very polite.
Right.
The response was incredibly Al Gattulo snarky.
But in defense of one of the guys on this email chain, right? This guy, Chris Himes, who's a great guy, actually.
Chris is a nice man.
I didn't know that he
was
working with Eric again, but he used to be on our softball team. He used to work at Saturday Night Live, actually. Great guy.
Yeah.
And a good hitter. And he says, when you ask, can you lower the key? He responds, absolutely, point.
And then
he says, copying our two musical geniuses. And then one of these guys.
And the musical genius said?
Nope.
says nope. I said, could you drop the key? Nope. And so you know what? Can I do the show?
Nope.
Nope, I can't. And that's the way, that's the end of that tune. Try to be nice, Al. You're absolutely
it's like
right.
Hour response. 4 hours.
When nothing works really with the Maria Bartiromo hit on Monday, that's going to be Al's response. Nope.
Nope.
Listen, it's All Saints Day. I got to go pray to St. Jerome. He's the patron saint of cranky people. I think that's going to be me and Al. We'll have to go make a couple prayers for that. Frankie, thank you. Al, thank you. Debbie, thank you. All Saints Day. I'll see you in church. God bless you. Make it a great weekend, all right? You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Starting today, all children under the age of 2 must be put in rear-facing car seats in New York. State lawmakers say the new law is meant to provide better protection for children driving in the back seat of cars. For years, experts have recommended keeping children in rear-facing seats for as long as possible. Chick-fil-A wants you to come in and celebrate National Sandwich Day November 3rd. By ordering one of theirs. The chicken chain sent out an email to its loyalty program members this week promoting the idea. One problem. November 3rd is Sunday, the day that every one of the chain's restaurants are famously closed. The company soon sent out another email with the subject, well, this is awkward, noting that they didn't realize the 3rd was a Sunday. They still hope you'll come by anytime Monday through Saturday, though. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.